Thank you, Governor Burgum, for allowing me the opportunity to address K-12 education in North Dakota. For the past 8 months, our brave and courageous educators have been relentlessly committing themselves to supporting our communities, building relationships, and educating more than 110,000 K-12 students attending school in North Dakota. Last spring, our worlds turned upside down as the spread of COVID-19 made its way into North Dakota. As North Dakotans, we picked up ourselves by our bootstraps, dusted off, and began identifying solutions to our challenges. In education, that meant finding a way to bring our students and educators back into our schools. We know that this hasn't always been easy, and we have had our share of challenges. But together, bridging health and education, today in Valley City Public Schools, we will be successfully completing our 55th consecutive day of in-person learning. We wouldn't have been able to do that without a lot of partnerships along the way. Dr. Hegard, Valley City Public Schools has a strong partnership with Essentia Health. That was established long before COVID-19 ever came to be present here in North Dakota. We're extremely appreciative of that partnership through the work and efforts of Dr. Tanya Deagle at the local level, our local public health. So thank you so much, very appreciative. Valley City Public Schools has not been immune to the effects of COVID-19. Like everyone else, we have had our fair share of students that have been out of school due to being close contacts or testing positive for COVID-19. Last week, I met with more than a dozen students in our school to listen and learn from them and better understand what more we could do as educators to support their academic, physical, and social-emotional needs. Senator Warner referenced listening and what we can do to respond and to support. Collectively, each and every single one of these students adamantly expressed their desire to continue with in-person education. I don't believe that they represent only the students at Valley City Public Schools, but the general population of students across North Dakota. Unsurprisingly, our conversation quickly turned to their concerns regarding mental health of their friends and classmates that have been out of school in isolation and quarantine. It was powerful for me to listen to our high school students express that being unable to come to school due to COVID-19 is leading to increase in anxiety, depression, stress, and suicidal feelings. Governor Burgum, I know that you and First Lady Burgum have been national leaders in behavioral health, and you both continue to provide your support for addressing these challenges in our schools across North Dakota. Mental health is one of the primary reasons why Valley City Public Schools has committed to keeping our school doors open. The mental health of our students is absolutely critical. We're unable to create those connections with our students when they're not in person, in our classrooms, interacting with our educators. In addition, other reasons why we believe that Valley City Public Schools and schools all across North Dakota are committed to in-person learning is to support our parents, our healthcare workers, and our community. We stand together in support of these individuals and will continue to provide the best education and care for their children. As Governor Burgum referenced, I am a proud member of the North Dakota High School Activity Association. I love high school sports and extracurricular activities as much as anyone else in North Dakota. I believe activities, including athletics and fine arts, are a great benefit to our students' physical and mental health. This current pause to high school activities has allowed us to step back to evaluate the importance of educationally based activities. Students no longer take for granted the opportunities that have been provided to them to participate. Again, having that opportunity to meet with high school students last week, they expressed their strong desire to continue to participate in activities, even with increased mitigation strategies such as wearing a mask, limiting spectator attendance, and even, quite surprisingly, decreasing the amount of competitive events that they may be participating in. We know that this pause in competition is important to preserving the upcoming winter season and giving time for our state to see a decrease in hospitalizations, positivity rate, and sadly, deaths. Now is the time for us to come together as communities to keep our students in school and recognize our ultimate purpose of education is the academic, social, emotional, and the physical well-being and growth for each individual student. Governor Burgum, Superintendent Basler, thank you so much for your strong leadership and support for the continuation of in-person learning in North Dakota K-12 schools. I'm here today as a representative of amazing educators all across North Dakota. Before I end and conclude, I have the honor to present a picture that was drawn by Valley City Public Schools first grade student, Max Rischmiller. Max has been out of school for more than 30 days this fall as a household contact, 30 out of the 55 days that we've had school in person this year. But the thing about it is Max absolutely loves the classroom, loves school, and wants to be there. She wants to be there with her amazing teacher, Mrs. Nancy Ost, and all of her classmates. Earlier this week, Max drew a picture, and in this picture, which I mind you was not an art project, it was an opportunity, some free time for her to be able to have some educational time. In this picture, Max wrote, I love my class. I believe that this picture is just simply more than a first grade student putting something down on paper. I think it's a symbolic gesture of our students' strong desire to be learning in person in our schools across North Dakota. I also think it's an opportunity as North Dakotans to take a lesson from a first grader so that we can show a little bit more love to one another and be a little bit less critical and harsh relative to our opinions and our thoughts. So, Governor Burgum, on behalf of Max Rischmiller, Mrs. Nancy Ost, Mr. Troy Miller, Jefferson Elementary Principal, and all Valley City Public Schools, we're proud to present you with a picture that was drawn that represents Valley City Public Schools and our strong desire to be in-person learning for the continuation of this school year. Thank you again so much, and I'm proud to be here and proud to represent. I'd like to also add, Governor Burgum, best wishes to the Northern Cass Jaguars competing in the volleyball tournament. We thank you so much for giving us that opportunity to be able to continue in competition. Thank you. Shout out again to our Highlanders in Valley City.